Weekly Favor on 702.
Well, this year, I'm very pleased to tell you, the Breast Health Foundation is celebrating 20 years in existence, and they're partnering with Melrose Arch to host the One Step at a Time Cancer Warrior Walk. And that's happening this Sunday, the 21st of August, 2022. If you've been impacted or affected by breast cancer or any cancer, you certainly know that it can change your life. And this year, of course, there's going to be a scenic 5-kilometer walk starting and ending at Melrose Arch. Louise Turner is the Breast Health Foundation Chief Operating Officer and joins us now on the line. Louise, I imagine, although, of course, what necessitates a foundation like yours is unfortunate, nonetheless, congratulations are in order for the work you've been doing over the last 20 years.
Good morning, Morgan. Yes, thank you very much. It's a heartbreaking journey sometimes, but it's very fulfilling for us to be able to assist 1,000-plus breast cancer patients a year with psychosocial support and navigation and just being there to hold their hands.
We often talk about survivors, right, beating breast cancer, beating any cancer. How important is it to think of it as a fight and indeed to get support from those near and dear?
You know, this walk is called One Step at a Time. And I think that epitomizes the journey of breast cancer patients in particular, but any cancer patient. Because from your diagnosis, the day you start, you're taking it one step at a time, day by day. You can't plan 6 months in advance. You every...
Louise, the line just scrambling there for a moment. Are you... I hate it when that happens. I hate it when that happens. As she was explaining it, the line just scrambled. So Sia and Clive are going to scramble to get back, to get Louise Turner back on the line. And as we try to get her, okay, I see we've got you back, Louise. Do we have you back?
I'm back.
All right. The line just did something funny there. You were saying you take it one step at a time.
That's your journey with cancer, one step at a time. You get diagnosed, you get through it, you do your treatment. A year later, your hair's growing back. You're celebrating the triumphs of getting through treatment. And early detection is what is important. So it's not just about educating people on awareness about checking their breath, but it's also celebrating the survivor's journey of going through treatment and coming out the other side. And this is what our walk is about. It's to celebrate the journeys we have been through and to show the community that breast cancer can be beaten.
Where can we get tickets?
You can get them online at mybreast.org.za. You can also get your tickets Saturday morning at Melrose Arch in the Piazza between 9 and 2 if you want to just pop in and pick up your tickets.
And is there a particular dress code? Are we wearing pink? Are we having a what do we do to show our solidarity when we show up?
So all our breast cancer and cancer survivors who register will get a special Survivor Warrior T-shirt. Everybody else, dress up in pink. Bring out those tutus that haven't come out for a while. And the groups who are coming with families, dress up and support your family members being through this journey. There will be a prize for best dressed and a couple of other prizes, spot prizes, as we go through the morning. But I think it's more about community and showing each other that we love and care for each other and that breast cancer can be beaten and that there is life after breast cancer.
Yes, indeed. Louise Turner, appreciate your time. Louise Turner is the Chief Operating Officer at the Breast Health Foundation. The walk is called One Step at a Time Cancer Warrior Walk. Come dressed. Let's make it festive. Bring your whole family, you know, dress up for it. You can get tickets at www.mybreast.org.za and also at the Piazza. You can get those on Saturday at Melrose Arch. The actual walk will take place on Sunday the 21st. That's our weekly favor in support of those impacted and affected by breast cancer.